Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, and welcome to RPG from Scratch. I'm your host, Josh LaForge, and with me today is Liam.
Holla.
Doug.
Hello.
And Max.
He's here too.
He show is. How's everybody doing?
Doing great.
It's been a while since we were able to meet in person. I know that these the timeline of how episodes release don't really reflect that. But
because we're time cops.
Time crime. We've committed a few. But hey, we're the time cops, so we investigate ourselves and we found
nothing
wrong.
Isn't all crime in time?
Yes. Well, all crime is temporal.
All crime is in the past.
There is a lot of crime in the future.
there's so much crime in the future.
In my future, definitely.
If time is cyclical, though, all crime already happened, though, right?
That's a big if.
Yeah.
If time is a cycle.
We're not here to get philosophical.
Yeah.
If I'm part toaster, if you say if and then any kind of thing.
All right, what if the Republicans built a time machine and arrested Robin Hood?
Why do they care about what happens in England?
Time is a cycle. He's a major figure for the...
Because what better way to own the libs than take away their hero?
Take away Robin Hood.
Robin Hood is the libs' hero?
Exactly.
They worship Jesus. Jesus is like the ultimate Robin Hood.
Stealing from the rich, giving to the poor.
Yeah, that's it. The Republicans build a time machine and arrest Jesus.
That's the story. It already happened.
They gave the death penalty.
What if it was the Republicans who killed Jesus?
The story's the same.
It seems like a Twilight Zone episode.
Put that in your short story idea book.
Write that.
Why short stories? Who wants short stories? Nobody wants short
stories. Write that story. They build a time machine. They go back in time. And they go, oh, wait, Jesus did all this? Yeah, they should crucify him. And then they're just like, wait a minute, did we just kill Jesus? Let's just blame it on the Jews and say
But then they step
it.
On a bug and it like turns into a whole thing.
Sat on a fish.
I wish I didn't kill that fish.
What's a donut? All right.
Oh, it's raining again.
All right. One of the things I wanted to meet with you guys about, and it's maybe not a good episode. We have to get some kind of format for the submissions, the McGargle submissions, so that we can feature them in our wiki for people and stuff. And I'm trying to think of what that would be like, because I was trying to make the McGargle's auto portrait that we came up with, where it takes a picture of you, but it actually just creates a copy of your soul. that's outside of your body.
If my spirit's outside my body, then how could I?
This is like Crucible, sorry. Random Crucible joke for anyone who knows.
Yeah, there's the guy with these. Like, he came up to my window. He's like, how could I do that?
Well, your spirit left your body, sir. And he's like, but if my spirit left my body, how could I be living? He just was so confused, perplexed.
Sorry, we're talking about witchcraft earlier.
I know.
The Crucible's great. But I'm trying to think of what people want the most, right? Like, when they see their submissions. If we need, like, the book of wondrous and wacky items, do we categorize them and, like, separate it by, like, type? Or do we just list them? You know what I mean? Because it's not going to be a physical book, but digitally it needs to be accessible without just being, like, 100 long list, you know?
Yeah. Maybe if you categorize it by things like tools, weapons,
that's not a bad
items,
idea.
Curio, mm-hmm. curiosity.
Artifacts, mm-hmm. Just broad structure, you know.
Is there a document that does classify things like this?
I think the best way to classify them, the best benchmark for that, is SCP.
Okay.
How dangerous or how wild it's, the mutant power level.
Yeah, that's...
Like, this is an Omega item, and you're like, why? And you're like, it just does weird-ass shit.
Let's do that.
Let's not do Insane Clown Posse. Thank you.
It would be Super Insane Clown Posse. SCP Foundation.
Oh, I thought you said ICP.
No.
Yes, I did.
Excellent. I don't want it that.
SCP is short for Secure, Contain, Protect.
We should have our own soda.
Actually, though. I said OCP.
Ooh, I'm down with that, yeah. though. Yeah, you know me.
Knew you were going there. Knew it.
Omnicore. Should we have our own soda brand?
Okay, so they have a numbered, but they don't make divisions of anything other than...
They're listed chronologically, which is fine.
Well, kind of.
I mean, yeah.
People just pick a number.
Yeah.
And if it's not already filled, they're allowed to have it.
And sometimes you can pick a number that's already filled and they fight.
Yeah. But what I'm thinking is we should categorize them and then we shouldn't change their categorization based on if something's a weapon, right? You would want it with the weapons regardless of how dangerous it is. It yes. should still be in the weapon yeah. section, yes. but list it, right? Let's do what is similar to this. So like maybe an auction site, Amazon, you know, like you
maybe
could, like that's how
slot
they
slot function.
I was going to say maybe like a museum, but that includes art and
well,
shit.
Well, D&D already does that. When they organize their items, they're usually
yes.
under equipment divided yeah. that way.
Okay, well, if you were to open up like
but we're not going to make a table though, right? Like
yeah.
for people to access.
No, but I'm just saying like yeah. in the line of things. Yeah.
When they organize it into a physical book, how do they break it up?
They don't really. They do it alphabetically. They do like weapons oh, yeah. and adventuring yeah. gear and like and
I think we need to be more specific.
Yeah. yeah.
So like weapons, tools,
curiosities,
which could just be objects or things. What else is there?
Magical what implements.
Would you, what's a better name for something that's a like? We know what we're talking about when we yeah. say curiosities or curios,
trinkets?
Or whatever. Storied items, like items that have a story, uncategorized in that way. Like, do you remember when the Ghostbusters video game? Like, you would just accrue
yeah.
random shit in your
in the firehouse.
In the firehouse.
You,
and it's
you
like,
collected it.
There was one that was like a clock that spins super fast.
What does Stalker call? What do they call them in Stalker?
Oddities?
No, you get little things that augment
they're
you.
They're collectibles, right? Like
yeah, they're like
folk.
I almost kind of like storied items.
Yeah.
Mm.
Everything in McGargle's thing is not an official Leyliner document, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does McGargle use the Leyliner's format because he just finds it convenient?
I think so.
He just like, oh, this is perfect.
Yeah, or maybe like he strikes through their word for
yeah.
it and puts his own.
I like that already. That's already great.
So McGargle's auto portrait. Well, let's do McGargle classification guide, right?
Is that a gizmo?
I like gizmo as a word generally, you know.
Big fan.
How would McGargle think about them? Would the things that he can make or reproduce be different than the ancient versions of them?
Oh, they would be different.
Yeah, it'd be different. Well, I think he would put his own in there.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely, 100%.
Yeah.
And I think he would classify them differently. They would be hit. They would be gizmos.
Or he would link to, like, tried to recreate
yes.
this thing, had this result.
Snarf blood.
Tried to recreate the first blade, made auto blade.
Let's see. Categories. We could say weaponry.
Definitely.
Apparel.
Yes.
So far submitted, we have weapon, clothing, armor, accessory, miscellaneous, container. Those are the ones that have been submitted okay. so far.
Containers.
I like that.
So weaponry, apparel, containers, you said...
clothing / armor.
We had that. And you said
and
accessory?
Yes,
accessory. And miscellaneous. Personal accessory.
Those yeah. are all Leupold.
The personal accessories can fall under a broader category of...
Sure. But you like, I think also like utility items should maybe be put differently. Like
tools.
Yeah. Like if it's a lightsaber meant to mine stuff, you'd be like, okay, cool.
Miscellaneous. Okay, so I have weaponry, apparel, personal accessory, tools, containers, miscellaneous. Does that work?
Yeah.
It's already better than Hogwarts. Okay.
Look, if that's our...
Yeah, that's the goal, then, you know.
If McGargle invented a working lightsaber...
Yes.
It would have to have been him trying to invent, like, a fishing pole or something, right?
Yes, 100%.
So out of field, yeah.
Danger levels. Now, I think we should start with these, like, Leyliners would use that same,
yeah.
right? So
what if they had, like...
Again, yeah, he's using the yeah. Leyliner nomenclature because he's like, this is useful, and McGargle is not above stealing ideas. Because he thinks, and he is yeah. completely correct, this is all generative. This is all iterative.
I would say danger levels, inert,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, not even just safe, but, like, no longer functional,
yeah.
doesn't do anything, but... It had, you know, it has a history or something, right?
Well, if it's a nerd, then is it part of the collection anyway?
Yeah, because like, oh, it's evidence of something, or
okay,
you
well,
know, like that.
Or, kind
of
thing. For the Leyliners, but yeah. but from McGargle's,
right? Well, we can keep thing. This too. Like, oh, these are the goggles I made that were that they broke after their first
yeah.
use. You know, that kind of thing.
But I know that this is possible.
Yeah, this specific item is inert. It doesn't do anything. Or we found this hilt of a sword that, if we can find another attachment, it will do something.
If we find the blade, ho ho.
Yeah, exactly. yeah, but currently inert, right? So danger level's inert. We could say safe. What's another word for safe? I mean, harmless, but we don't want to say harmless. We want to, like, stable.
Stable, yeah.
Stable, I like.
The connotation of stable is good.
Yes.
Could be moving and be completely safe.
No, but it's, that would imply it's not stable,
right?
Its function is stable.
Yes.
And simple. Stable and simple.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it does exactly what it's supposed to do every time and is technically stable, and what it does is create monsoons, it is...
Still stable, but it should be higher up the ranking.
The
danger level, yeah. And so, but now, you know, I don't want to get too granular, but it's like, you know, something that, yeah, it can make, let's say you have a magic wand, it makes a monsoon.
Yeah.
It's stable, but dangerous. But you could also have objects that are very unstable, but otherwise harmless, like a wand that,
you figure out whatever it is, and then you move it up one level, because its modifier is based on its randomness. Mm.
What if you have a wand that changes the color of your clothes without you knowing that it creates a monsoon on the other side of the planet every time?
it all comes at a price.
Then that's a McGargle.
Yeah.
Benign.
Benign. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Yes, perfect. We're going for the tumor rating. Then weirdly enough, aggressive is not the worst ones. As it turns out, aggressive cancers are easier to treat than long-standing ones, which is something that I learned recently.
They're insecure.
No, they react worse to chemo.
And to insults.
Therapy.
Because they're insecure. They lie to their therapists.
Don't we all?
Those of us with therapists.
Oh, that's what I've been lying about. I don't have a therapist.
Like, you ever met a man who won't carry an umbrella?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, what?
Like, refuses to carry an umbrella?
People say it's not manly to carry an umbrella.
We had a fire.
Who says that?
Someone who doesn't know the history.
People say that inside of their heads.
Yeah.
To themselves.
Yeah.
To refuse, so that they can refuse to wear
I don't say that because I carry an umbrella.
And it's Florida.
It could rain at any time.
Every time I get a good one, I always lose it.
Benign to erratic. We're thinking danger, not...
An acceptable level of danger.
Yeah.
Right?
Even my head is benign to colon erratic. I was like, where are you going with this? Okay.
Benign to erratic.
The hazard level, right? Like, there's so many words.
Yeah.
Start, spin them out.
Menacing.
No.
It's too much, right?
Yeah.
Menacing, ominous, sinister, threatening, hazardous, which that's for later.
Yeah.
Imperiling, jeopardizing, perilous, risky, unsafe, unsound, nasty, noisome. I like noisome.
Yeah.
As maybe one of...
Annoying.
I like risky. Risky is
benign to annoying.
Let's look up annoying. If we can't find this, I think risky is a good.
Yeah. It is fine.
It's a good thing to look for synonyms.
Adverse.
Yeah. Adverse is good, but for
maybe higher up.
Yeah.
Ruinous. Oh, I like that.
So let's put ruinous.
Ruinous
is down the line.
Right. Yeah.
So we're talking one level above benign.
Yes.
Okay.
I love you going to McGargle's.
Pesky.
You're going through McGargle's warehouse and you get to the ruinous section. And
annoying.
There's just like a teacup sitting there, and you're like,
how long have you been looking at it? Yeah. I don't know. Just stop now.
Consequential?
I like consequential.
Concerning.
Better than risky. Yeah.
You're like, this is concerning.
That reminds me when you were DMing Mortis Pluma campaign, and my character of Jaros had the weird little piece that was supposed to go into a slot on the wall, and it was glowing, and we're supposed to put it in there, and I'm like, is it doing anything? You're like, well, it's kind of humming. I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to keep approaching it until I get uncomfortable. And I approach, and you go, it flies out of your hands, and it spins, and it hits the thing, and you describe the whole clockwork, and I go, I'm uncomfortable. I thought, uncomfortable would be a good descriptor for...
Because here's the thing. A pistol on a table is not dangerous.
It's concerning.
It's concerning.
It's potentially dangerous.
Yeah, potentially. Or like you would say, like, if you were to give, you would be like, show care around this.
Like, how would you? It's almost like potential inertia.
Yeah.
Like, you're building it, but it's not quite locked and loaded.
So I think we need something between benign and concerning. We can eliminate levels of this. I'm sorry, but
active.
What about interesting?
I like interest. I think
interesting is like an opinion.
But my gargoyle is rating them.
Okay, like, we'll say interest level or whatever, and we'll say interesting.
Enough from a gargoyle to look at.
Detrimental?
No.
I mean, you have to be careful with a shovel, right? Yeah. Like, that's what I'm trying to think of, like...
Dangerous.
I think concerning is potentially dangerous.
Yeah.
Because it's a danger level, right?
Right. Well, if there's a sword that if you smack the butt of it, it shoots fire, it's not concerning, right? You're just like, just don't do that.
When the hot tub gets to, like, 115, you're like, this is concerning.
Like, concerning is a sword that the moment you pick it up, fire flies out of it.
Yeah.
That's concerning.
Mm-hmm. Starts to take over your mind. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
But if it's a thing where you have to...
It's a known quantity.
It requires intent.
It's a, not dubious, practical.
I like nuisance.
Nuisance is good.
Yeah. Nuisance, I think, nuisance is the next step above this one.
Yes.
Like a nuisance would be like, you pick up a bottle and Navi flies out and it's like, listen.
Yeah. You're like, oh God.
Yeah.
Well, I think also a nuisance is like, this thing gets out and just starts fires.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's a nuisance. Mm-hmm. It makes things rot really fast. You know, like it's a nuisance. It's not just concern. You know what? The sword that shoots fire is concerning. Keep it away from people. Yeah. Like, you know, the sword that doesn't but has a good history.
Effective.
I feel like those are things that would go in the description of the item rather than like a category. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I've got five here that are in order, and I think I like these.
All right, what are you?
Inert, benign.
Benign is good.
Concerning, noisome, ruinous.
I like all of those. I think sensible needs to be in there.
But sensible is a value judgment about like how it was made or why.
Yeah. And this, but this no, it's not. It's also a reliability. It is a sensible item to use.
Right, and that's not what like any of these...
like a nuisance item to be like an item that is a nuisance to use. Okay. That fits in this ruinous to use.
But benign would also be.
Yes.
Right, but that's what that's, I'm saying.
I'm saying it fits in line with all of those.
Right, which makes me think that it's a descriptor you would use for individual items rather than categories, like danger categories. Like for instance, a sword is inert, just like a non-magical sword, and it's a sensible item, you know? Like, if you want to
use
it.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be in Magar... Like, this is for artifacts. I don't think there is a good middle ground between, like, just items that we know...
And then concerning.
That are exactly how they function and what you would use them for. When you look at them, you're like... That's just practical and useful. They would be tools that were, but you would have them to make and create and use and capture other items. They'd be the workhorses of your artifact system. You'd rent them out to go capture other
items. The most reliable ones.
All right, but I don't think that's how they would show up in this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand that that's a category, but like, for instance, there's a shovel that killed a king, and people say that it is haunted with his ghost,
yes,
and it helps you dig harder to dig graves. And then McGargle gets it, tests it, it's inert.
It's benign.
It's inert.
Yeah.
It has no magical properties, but it has a cool story, and people still believe it's haunted, you know?
Can I bring that back? What if a king is haunting the shovel so it won't dig because a king won't do work?
That's benign, right? Like, oh, a shovel that won't dig.
Like, no matter how magic. Hard you shove it into the ground.
It's not inert. It has a secondary function.
Joke item. for
Let me tell you, that is the ever-burning candle on is the birthday cake of buildings.
Is it just a big spoon?
No, it counts as an axe.
Yeah. Or like, you have Scrooge's wallet that won't open.
Because it will kill
no matter
kill
how much
people.
Money you have in there, you can't access it.
Was the,
it's a shovel that just acts like a normal great axe. It shouldn't be that good. It just is.
But it won't dig.
But it will not dig.
So interest level, let's think of it from somebody who's compiling a book. Like, they're kind of saying what needs more attention right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
or
they're
protection.
Not, it's not something that's already in the book. It's almost like level of concern, you know, or like that kind of thing where it's like, ooh, we're interested. We would say like... Not a word for boring, but just like everything that we need to know about this is
blasé.
Wrote is completed? that's the right area.
Cataloged,
understood
is
it's
good.
Grokked,
it's grokked. That is
understood is fine.
I think that shovel. It's not so much that you use it as a bladed weapon. You can still use it as a blunt weapon, but it does the same amount of damage as a normal shovel does as a blunt weapon. But the magical part is that it won't dig. But if you hit somebody with it, it drops the money out of their pockets.
Oh, I don't like that either, yeah. It tries to rob them.
It gives you the Sonic the Hedgehog effect.
It makes them scream, barf! We'll say understood. Understood does the job,
yes.
Right? Like, interesting.
And there should be something that's like, we mostly get it, and the amount of effort it would take to perfectly understand this, we're just not going to do
it. But I think there's only three categories. It's either something is a known thing, we know fully capable of what it does.
We're working on it, or
we have no idea. Yeah.
Instead of interesting, we could say intriguing, right? And then the third thing is, we must understand. Like, it's vital that we do.
There's ones where known, intriguing, and then...
demanding.
They have enthralling, but I feel like it's less of a thing about
it's an urgency. I know
it's level. It's yeah. It needs to imply that this is absolutely necessary, right?
A priority.
Oh yeah, top priority. Just supreme. Like level of interest. Supreme.
Yeah.
I don't hate that.
Paramount?
Penultimate? Ultimate?
Yeah, ultimate.
Paramount is good. I feel like the Lane liner is a little stuffy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or at least their catalogers are.
Yeah, imagine being in those standing meetings. I'm trying to decide. All right, so... All right, lot number 851-297. Everyone says this is interesting and intriguing, but others say that it is paramount.
Noisome has a connotation of like disgust as well. I don't think that's not appropriate. But I'm looking at this and I type in, I look for
nuisance is good.
Nuisance is good.
Nuisance is good.
But that is a noun, not an adjective. And the rest of them are adjectives. Troublesome.
Yeah. Disconcerting.
Like it's not concerning. Vexing. It is actively troublesome. Yeah.
Someone rid me of this vexing priest.
Ooh, I like vexing as well.
Vexing is fun. Yeah, we could replace concerning with vexing, right? Because it doesn't imply that it's dangerous or causing a problem. Because
something can vex you and not be dangerous.
Yeah. And the X is sexier.
Why is this vexing? Well, it disappears out of our vault.
And then just shows back up on its...
For 4 days out of the month.
Yeah.
We have no idea where it goes. That is vexing.
Always comes back, but
It comes back with somebody else's hat.
Yeah.
There's a new hat every time.
Just a hat. The writing is the same. It's just a hat, and they're very normal hats.
We have a pile of fucking hats from this. It's vexing.
Yeah.
There's no similarities in the hats by style or shape.
Or crown size or none of it.
Someone figures out it's trying to use the crown size to relate to letters to tell them something.
Oh, God.
Vexatious is the...
There we go.
Is the correct adjective.
This is rather vexatious.
Making people say vexatious feels bad. It does.
I mean, the only person we're making say it is Max.
I know. Well, and everyone who ever plays this game of like, this is vexatious. I think that's fun,
making them say it. But it's vexing, like, you're receiving a new item from a Gargoyle's Confessionatory.
Is rated. Making people say octopodes.
Well, but reading vexing is also funnier.
This is
so it's you know it's enjoyable.
The item that you discover is classified as vexatious.
I guess because then they can say it's a vexing item.
Yeah, but I feel like troublesome isn't troubling enough.
No,
right?
It isn't.
Yeah, because you get like Dennis the Menace, and then you got like the problem child.
Yeah, those are different levels.
Distressing.
Distressing is good.
It's just distressing.
It's like what's next? I'm just gonna look at the rest.
It's actually like, regrettable.
Unfortunate.
That's up here too, as well as tedious.
Problematic.
Unfortunate.
This is an unfortunate item.
Precarious was a good one.
Precarious is good too.
It's not high enough over vexatious.
No, it's definitely not.
Disquieting.
Max and I had a telepathic thing where there needs to be an in-universe
Antiques Roadshow.
Not like not a TV show, but rather the people
the
layliners go on the road
a little
and say,
road show.
Hear ye, any people in this town and vicinity, if you have any curios, bring them and we will tell you. And people like farmers like, I was digging and I found this weird thing. And it's like, put that in the box and we're going to take it away. Sir, thank you for your trouble. Here's five ackies.
Good money for vexatious.
Wow, five ackies. Is it worth something? Oh, it's worth something, yes.
But here's my idea. We wait, let's say every 3 months we collect all the artifacts and then we do the knife guys.
Knife guys?
You're telling me this is $24.99. That cannot be. I need you to call and check right now.
My brain jumped to the sword guys. The swords will fucking
kill
you.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah. When the guy cut himself.
Okay. Categories. Weaponry, apparel, personal accessories, tools, containers, miscellaneous. Danger levels are inert, benign, vexatious, perilous, ruinous.
Okay.
Interest level is fully understood, intriguing, and paramount. Good enough.
Yeah.
That was actually very fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
We laid out a roadmap of how to complete a path in our system. At least one thing we want to happen at each step for a path. Let's do it. Complete a path. And I kind of want to hold back on Champion right now because I feel like balancing them is very important and we can come back to them. And I think they're going to be easy so long as we see the rest. We got Citadel, Command, Death, Fire, Ice, Marksman, Radiance, and Scoundrel. Of those, the one that is already most complete because we've already assigned things that happen at even intervals is Death.
Yeah. Mm.
Don't do Citadel.
I feel like that's a good benchmark to base everything else off of. Anyone disagree?
I don't disagree.
No, I'm down with Citadel or Ice, either one.
Okay. So they picked up Heraldry 2 at Step 6, the second stage of Heraldry that they got at Step 1 at Step 4, but that was the only thing they got at Step 4, which is fine. It's big.
Yeah.
Do we want to keep extending Heraldry?
I think so.
Okay. The buffs they got are so general. Do we want Heraldry, the next, like Heraldry 3 at Step 8 or whatever?
Very specific.
Like an actual move you get for picking? Maybe that'll work?
Yes, or I like that.
A passive that's not just like the general. Let's go over what they need in their steps according to our guide, and then we'll deal with Heraldry. Step 7, they're going to get an emergency rescue maneuver, which I don't think will be difficult for us to come up with for Citadel. Then they get Step 8, they get a movement ability. Step 9, they get new at-will attacks, right? So we're going to replace the ones they've got. And step 10, we get a capstone, rounds them out, shores up the weakness that they had.
I also want monkey grip to be in there.
For Citadel?
Yeah, where if they're wielding a shield, they get to use a two-handed weapon in one hand.
That doesn't sound... I might push back on you a little bit on one. Because I think that feels way more like champion.
I don't think it does. I think champion is. I think of champion as dual wielders or two handers. I like the idea of Citadel as this in with this in my offhand. I use it to counterbalance the motion.
You know, we don't have a mechanic right now for using a two handed weapon in one hand. We don't have like a penalty for it. You just can't do it. We should institute a penalty for that. That is punishing enough that you would only do it in a pinch, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I almost think that this monkey grip thing could be its own side path because you could pick it up early and dedicate, right? Because if you're building a character around that, you don't want to wait till you get to step 10.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like to do that.
So suddenly I can do this now.
Well, I think you'd be happy to have it.
Yeah, but if you give it to Citadel and they have this tower shield, and then one day one of the companions is like, "Bro, have you ever tried just using a broadsword?" What, really? And then like it just doesn't make as much sense. But if you took it earlier,
no, I think it is not hard at all to imagine to imagine that character.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Like that's cool, and you could want it, but restricting it to Citadel.
Feels weird.
A little weird. Because like maybe a ranger wants to one hand a big thing with a
small. What else could monkey grip do?
I could absolutely see zealotry doing that as well.
What else could monkey grip do? I think you would just be able to do more with your hand.
Okay, cool.
I think that would be a loosen the rules of equipment requirement side path.
Tiktani with monkey grip.
I'm gonna make a note. Let me see.
If you got forearms that have monkey grip. You're doing well.
Oh, I actually like the idea of just you get monkey grip as a Tectonian. And they're like, by the way, your tiny hands are way better.
they can wield regular size weapons.
Now you could lift 20 times your weight.
Oh.
I'm going to make a new note about side paths.
Do we have a list of the other ones we
brainstormed? No, that's what I'm making right now.
Pugilist is a good one.
It's monks.
Because I don't want to make a full monk class.
Brawlers.
It sounds terrible.
Scrapplers.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, I think the idea of a monk, if you want the magical center focus, you'd go Zealotry with Path of the Pugilist, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's what you're...
Yeah, I'm saying, I don't want to build a full path for monk. I think we can splice.
So, Pugilist, life, right?
Yeah.
Life words, it's like druids.
Would Pugilist be, like, a wrestler, too? Like, a grappler?
Yeah, maybe.
I'm thinking, like, a BJJ, just, like, choking out... A wolf man or something.
Tons of archetypes could use.
Yeah. Pugilist is just... Yeah. It's my understanding that we're using Pugilist just as... Yeah, unarmed.
Okay. Just any character concept that could be like the unarmed. We'll deal with all those archetypes. We'll see what the player needs to make it work. We'll
just like to see like Patty Pimblett in our world.
I don't know who that is. Oh, wait. Is it Patty the Batty?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I do. Yeah. I would like to see Patty the Batty. Life. We had Conduit, right? That was one?
I think so.
Where you like... redirection... Anti-magic.
Yeah. Do we have a cavalier?
No. We don't have any mounted things. Let's put... what's like a general thing for somebody who rides? Cavalier is what they use, but, you know, the Mongolians weren't cavaliers.
No.
Like, the Huns. Mm-hmm. But they also, like, riding an animal was
Would mounted
fundamental.
Just be?
Mounty.
Mounted?
Mounty. I like that. Shout out to Canada.
Well, because, you know, you can put one on a Dillo. You could put one on... a brookie. You know, you could anything that you can put a saddle on.
Beastmaster.
I imagine there would be a heavy Dillo cavalry for at least one kingdom or sect that would be renowned and terrifying. And they're like, not very fast. Doesn't matter, though.
You'd be like Hannibal with the elephants, yeah.
The monsters who put cannons on top of elephants are like, that'll be fine. I think a Dillo might actually be able to handle it.
Yeah. I say Beastmaster. Yeah. Right? So, like, ranger, like, the equivalent of, like, a ranger, druid, animal companion, whatever.
Yeah, if you had an attack brookie.
Did we discuss whether Dillos roll or not?
They can.
We know that they can ball up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but can they roll?
Yes.
So could
but
you
not fast.
But could you design?
This is. Have you seen the dragon movie? Was
yes.
that Raya?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
She rides a rolling Dillo.
Oh,
basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like a unicycle.
I think it's like a pill bug, not an armadillo,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
In the movie,
it's just like you would.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't,
no.
I don't want that.
I'm just saying. In theory, you could literally have a rolling cannonade of just like you know, a complete like coming down like droidicas coming down the hill.
All right. I like those. I like the side paths. If we remember other ones or come up with new ones, we'll just add it to the list and that we will deal with later. We'll deal with it later, but we made this list so we don't have to deal with it right now.
Yeah.
So we're going to move into Citadel, step 7, 8, 9, 10. So step 7, we need an emergency rescue move. I feel like, let's see if they already have one, right?
They do.
Sacrificial dive, they have. Description, they get it in step 2. You see an ally about to take a fatal blow. You shove them out of the way, taking the hit yourself. It's when an ally reaches 0 hit points. You move your speed, push the ally into adjacent space, occupy the space that they left, and then the triggering attack hits you instead of them, and you may attack the triggering enemy if it's within melee. So they have this. This is a daily immediate action.
Yes.
Is there an emergency rescue move that will fit within theme that is better than...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This is pretty good.
I thought of thing.
The whole thing is, that's the sedan version of it. Give me a monster truck or give me a sports car.
I don't know about monster truck or sports car, but as you were describing that first one, and I'm automatically thinking, like, what's another move that's actually good? I just kept thinking of in Skyrim when you would get the shield and you would just shield run through enemies, knocking them down.
I like that.
Like the idea of that, okay, for one, it's like about protecting one person. Here you can protect them by an offense. So it's like I can offensively rescue you by doing my bowling ball run. You don't have to have a shield because you can be Citadel without a shield.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of like you just become a train that just knocks over the nearest enemy as long as they're...
This is a daily and it's a reaction.
Yeah.
When they drop to 0 hit points. So maybe a proactive ability.
I like that.
Yeah.
Where like it is a full attack action.
Yeah.
You move your speed on your turn. It's not a reaction to anything. But when you end the movement adjacent to an enemy, or sorry, adjacent to an ally, they get your full shield bonus.
Yes.
Your armor bonus.
Because you're like, I'm coming at you. Yeah. And then like you go in there and, my friend.
Yeah, so they gain your full armor bonus until the end of your next turn.
Yeah, like if someone was knocked prone and they're just getting wailed on,
yeah,
that's like the time to do that.
Yeah, you don't. This is proactive. You don't have to wait till they drop to 0. You can just bowl through enemies. It should deal damage equal to your endurance or your strength.
Armor.
Deal your armor as damage. It would be very low by comparison.
Maybe your strength, and then you knock them prone,
or
you stun them.
Six?
No, it won't be.
Could you double your movement and just drag them back out?
If you deal your armor as flat damage, There's no roll. Just you deal it to anybody in your way. They have to make a... how about they're just pushed into an adjacent square? We don't even... They're not going to be knocked flat or anything like that. It's not,
Okay.
You deal damage to everybody, every enemy in the way, and you move them out of the way into an adjacent, unoccupied space, and then...
Provide your armor bonus to your ally.
And you move your speed? Yeah.
Yes, that's a lot.
It's a lot. So we'll say...
Damage delivered this way is not affected by armor. Should still, but shielding should still work.
I think it's considered bashing damage.
Yeah.
So it will bypass an amount equal to your strength.
Yes.
Just
perfect.
Like.
Perfect.
Okay, so it's considered bashing damage.
Armored rescue?
I think the bowling ball, like we shouldn't name it after bowling, but that image should be the, know what I mean? Pushing them out of the way. What's it called in Skyrim? Skyrim block tree, when you can sprint.
A spare.
Turkey.
It's picking up a spare?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're picking them up. Block is the most overpowered skill in Skyrim. I know everybody here listening has played Skyrim, and most of you have never touched the block skill because you...
It's amazing.
It is the best skill in the game. Get a shield.
Yeah, everyone thinks archery is the way to go.
It's not. Yeah.
Archery does rule. It is because, good. Because of the inability for things to see or deal with you at all.
You put everything into shielding.
You're fine.
You're going to make it to the... can walk to the end.
It's called shield charge.
There you go.
We'll say shielded charge because... Or shielding charge because you are shielding
the person. Yeah, yeah. The ally. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've played Skyrim like 10 times. I've never blocked.
Block is the best tree in Skyrim.
I remember when Josh showed me, and it's like, there's nothing better than dragon lands, and you're not even that high of a level character, but you put enough in block where they land and they go to roar in your face. You put up the shield,
you just smack them.
Stuff goes by, and then you go boop on the nose, and it goes, and it shakes its head back, and then you go wham with like a sword or a mace, and then they're done.
Oh yeah,
it's sad, so satisfying.
And your shield can absorb magical fire.
Yep.
So like there will be like a group of mages like in a hallway
doing the ice spikes at you.
Yeah, and you're just and you can sprint with your shield forward, and they all fly up in the air like bowling pins.
Yeah,
and they're all prone, and you walk behind them while they're trying to get up, and just hit them in the head with an axe.
Yeah,
it's great.
Fucking dope.
So shielding charge. Scene. It's a scene ability. They can use it more often.
Yes.
Attack action. Move your speed in a straight line.
Also, if this isn't good enough, just making a move.
Enemies within your path take bashing.
Bashing damage.
Damage equal to your armor and move into an unoccupied adjacent space. If you end your shielding charge adjacent to an ally, that ally...
Can you make it all allies? I am worried about it just not being good enough.
What do you mean by all allies?
So everyone gets
to... Everyone who's adjacent to you. Get your armor.
Oh, so if all of my allies are over here and I end my turn in the middle of them?
Yeah.
When you end your turn, all adjacent allies is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Enemies, we'll say your size are smaller.
Yes. Fair.
Any allies adjacent to you at the end of this movement gain armor equal to yours if it is higher than theirs.
Fair.
Until the end of your
next
turn.
Gain or replace?
Gain sounds like an addition to.
Yeah, where replace feels like it's...
May use your armor.
Okay, perfect, yeah. Perfect.
We'll say may, because then
someone
we don't
have
to
better.
Do the...
Yeah.
We don't have to...
They're also...
They're like, no, I'm fine, I got it. You know,
no,
like,
no, there also might be people who like, no, I would like to get hit and be dealt damage because of how my character works, please.
Yeah.
Any allies adjacent to you at the end of this movement may use your armor stat instead of theirs, so long as they remain adjacent to you until the end of your next turn.
Yes.
Perfect.
I like it. That's step 7, handled.
Dung. Just a big clanky iron.
Step 8 is movement. This was a movement ability, but it is emergency rescue as well. Let's give them something that that is a move action then.
Yes.
That does something.
Something that feels like you took the chains off as your Rock Lee and like you removed. Mm-hmm. Now it's like you're able to do something you're not normally able to do.
We were saying that they move faster in armor.
Yeah.
Right?
So they just kind of fall forward.
Mm-hmm.
take the momentum of your armor and just carries you.
Let me see here.
I can't stop running. Like when you do, it's like for a normal person running downhill. I can't stop.
You become the juggernaut.
Ice skate, really, you know?
and the Juggernaut.
Is that calling it Juggernaut? Yeah, Juggernaut
maneuver. A Juggernaut maneuver does sound fucking cool. Like,
you move as fast in armor as those without. You suffer no speed penalty for wearing heavy body armor. They get that at step two, along with sacrificial dive.
That's early, but wow.
Which I think is fine.
No, the whole thing is, without it, it's so hard to keep up with everyone else.
That's fair. Just...
I'm
just saying we're generous.
to our tanks and healers specifically, yes, are.
Let's come up with a move action.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So
you run so fast, you fall on an enemy, and they're grappled and stuck.
So here's the real question. What kind of movement do we want? Do we want them to move further? Do we want to move, allow them to move without occurring attacks of opportunity? Do we want them to move through difficult terrain? Do we want them...
I'd say opportunity. I don't think they need to move.
Yeah, where they just don't care. They're like, if there's vines, who gives a shit?
Yeah. There's something good with that. Or like on a slick surface, too. The idea they're like,
no, I am stable. Yeah. I am a rock.
If you're on like an evil ice mage, frosts the ground and people like, slip and slide, and you're just like, I'm just going to chomp my way through this.
Give me your pocket sand.
I'm too heavy. I bite into the earth.
Something with that. It could be interesting.
Just like Godzilla.
Yes, just like Godzilla.
Not be lifted. A mountain. Nobody can lift a mountain. You just can't lift a mountain.
Superman can lift a mountain.
The Hulk has lifted many mountains.
I know, but
Finn McCool has lifted mountains and created island chains by throwing them at sea monsters.
The pressure points, your hands would just poke through the mountain.
That's not, it operates on comic book magic and gamma radiation.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm sorry.
Get real, man.
Yeah.
Look here, Thermion.
Even if you were strong enough to pick up a mountain, you would just...
How about something like they can move half speed, it's a move action, but if they end that turn, if they use the full complement of the speed and end that turn adjacent to the enemy, they can make an attack roll, and if it succeeds, it pushes them backwards.
All right.
I mean, that's okay. They already get critical shove.
It's also just, that's not step eight, man. Step eight needs to be like...
This is, we will round out the steps.
I know.
From this point, but...
What about
this
like
is just making sure they have one of each of these checkers. Things? Template.
If you move your full movement to an enemy and then you kill them, you get to move your movement again to another enemy.
No, that's champion.
rewarding for killing, it just won't happen as often.
It's also just that's champion. I know, that's scoundrel. Like
the idea of jumping.
I'm trying to think of like what ways are you restricted in movement that we can.
Let's think, instead of thinking about giving them, because they're actually highly mobile now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
On purpose. Yes. Right.
Instead of thinking of a way to give them mobility, let's think of something they could do while moving. That would be Citadel. Like maybe they could brace themselves, like they could replace a move action with a bracing action.
Do we have.
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead, continue.
Continue with that line of thought, because I have... Go ahead.
What do you call those things on wheels that they used to push on battlefields to protect from arrows?
I know what you're talking about.
What if, like...
Blinds?
If you had an archer behind you, the archer could give you their movement speed.
They could hop on your back like a backpack.
Yeah,
and
just
fire
a moving
over your
wall
shoulder.
That they could fire behind.
I like that.
I like the bracing.
I think the bracing is probably something
where they just
want.
Spend their movement speed and they just hunker down.
I had a thought of whatever movement speed you have, you keep, but you are able to grab an enemy and shift them with you. So it's like you're sort of, you're coming with me. You can either drag people away.
I love that, but they have so many things that do something similar. Yeah.
Yeah. So if they plant, let's say they plant their shield, they make themselves a fortress.
Right.
Could we add like maybe one or two of their movement speed to armor?
We can. Adding,
I know. I'm just throwing things out.
My concern is I don't think that adding armor at this stage in the game will. I think that we're already at the point of diminishing returns when they're that level. You know what I mean?
I've played with armor and I give me.
Oh, it's great! Know, it's great.
Give me. I love when they're like, you take 12 damage. I'm like, okay. 3 damage.
Yeah, it's great. No, don't get me wrong.
Be cool to do.
Well, the only thing is, we could go real hard on it and just be like, cool, you have hunkered down, you are immune to physical damage until the end of your next turn.
Like that's a lot.
Studo.
The whole thing is, that is a lot for a turn once a day. That'll make a difference. Yeah. You can pick and choose your moment, and that's great. We already have a thing that you get that you have your entire career that reduces any single point of damage to half damage.
Is this a big enough reward? Okay, because I like armor, right? And what I'm thinking is something you could do every turn if you wanted to. The fact that you're not moving, you're not upset about. If you're like, well, I spend my move action to gain 2 armor.
That's good.
And I can still have my attack action, right?
Yeah.
It's good. It's is great. That is I feel like we're at diminishing returns with armor at this level, right? Because damage is a curve, right, that goes up.
But with your increased HP pool, mm-hmm. with the increased healing from the other paths, just slowing that degradation even by a couple of points, it's not armor isn't a this is a reduction of 2 damage per turn.
Yeah.
We saw Grandin take not 20 damage a turn sometimes.
It's true.
Like, huge amounts of damage because stuff was just pinging off of him.
Well, that was my problem in playing as him, where I'm like, this is useful, but I don't feel like I'm doing anything.
You know, we haven't dealt a lot with being on the receiving end of bashing weapons for armor as well, and they will experience this way more.
You reduce your movement to 0, and you...
So let's make it scaled.
Bashing doesn't work for you anymore?
I think bashing should always work, but if the if you add 2 armor, you still reduced the bonus they get from bashing by that much, right?
Yeah, that still counts.
Could it be an automatic attack of opportunity? They bash you, you bash them?
We have a lot of that.
They are the opportunity attack kings.
It's also level 8. Like, what do you do at that advance?
Well, let's make it scale then. We'll say an amount equal to... You are level 7 by step 8 if you go straight. Will we say half your level by an amount equal to half your level? And then it becomes... but then you're 4 armor extra next... Like, some enemies just become... Like, is that hard? Is that too hard on the...
The whole thing is, then you can't pursue.
Let's just make it flat 2. And if it needs to be more, we can just change it.
Yeah, we'll just figure out a way
The concept is solid.
Two is a lot.
Okay.
Like, over the course of a combat, an extra 2 to the point where you could hit 8, mm-hmm. that's a lot. Getting hit for 24 and just going, no, it's 16, that's pretty good.
Gird your loins. Ooh, bolster.
I like hunker down.
But hunker down implies like you're getting under like cover. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I just feel like it's...
Reinforce, consolidate, firm, solidify.
Plant your feet.
Solidify, I like.
Solidify is good. Harden.
Citadel uses harden.
It wasn't very effective.
Chitness.
That feels tectonic.
Yeah. It's chitinous anyway, isn't it? I don't know.
I think so.
Weird flex, but okay.
Odd boast, but alas.
Scoots are cool, though.
Fortify.
There's names for, like... movements of guard, you know what I mean? Like you're putting up a guard, as a move.
Bastion.
I do like Bastion.
Rampart.
Bastion, say my name.
Although my favorite term for a bastion is citadel. That's why I think we picked it, because citadel sounds rad.
Fortress stance.
Fortress stance is great.
Well, we shouldn't call it stance
because stance has a specific thing.
Fortress. But there are
fortress dance.
No,
fortress pose.
Set.
Fortress maneuver.
Down with that.
Form. Could you use rook somehow?
Form of the
rook
fortress.
Rook isn't bad.
I don't know how to... Because it's not a movement.
Mm-hmm.
It's the opposite.
Right.
It's you going, I don't need to move.
And the rook does serve a similar purpose in chess, where you just be like, nope, not there. Mm-hmm. You slide him in.
Castling.
Yeah.
Castling isn't bad.
Make sure we have the definition of castling right.
You could almost use that for the maneuver one that we just did, the rescue maneuver. You could almost call that castling, because you are literally putting yourself between... between them and the enemy.
Hmm. Oh, so the if you spell... So there's 2 different words. What is it, homonyms?
Yes.
There's castling, and then there's a castling, which is an abortion.
Ah. Oh!
I don't want to call it that.
No. Enclave? Barricade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. Bat in the hatches.
Stance Man works so well, except
but
that we're already
we have,
using
mechanically,
that.
It's, yeah.
Sandbags.
Yeah, you sandbag me.
Barricade as a verb. Yeah, barricade. It is at will move action. Your armor increases by 2.
That is a pretty good tool in your tool belt. And again, I know mechanically that sounds pretty wimpy for a lot of the other stuff that's happening. I honestly feel it would be, it's so useful to just go, guys, don't worry about it.
If you use shielding charge as your attack action to be next to all of your friends and then you barricade all
and
of
and you have
armor.
6 armor to begin with.
I mean, you'll probably have more.
There are magical items. Like, don't worry, everyone. You'll ignore 10 damage. Everyone for the next turn will ignore 10 damage.
Step 9.
9.
At will, right?
Let's replace their at wills.
Yes. So let's hear their at wills.
It will just be step 1's at will.
Yeah.
Because not all of them will have the core.
Yeah.
Warning strike. You strike the target and keep the weapon poised, daring them to ignore you. Until the start of your next turn, if the target attacks an ally or disengages, it provokes an opportunity attack from you.
Everyone on the battlefield gets warning streak.
I was going to say, you could literally make this very interesting by allowing them to juggle.
Yeah.
I want to increase the damage.
Anybody hits anybody, you're getting hit.
Because right now it's just your weapon tier plus your level.
Yeah.
And strength. I want to add like just 5 tiers. I think that's good.
Solid.
Okay. And then warning strike, the enemy you hit and one within your melee reach.
I like it.
So two of them. One that you hit and
because you hit a guy and you also go, and you don't you dare you fucking move.
Yeah. You see that you're basically you hit one while looking at the other one. And that's okay. So do we think we just want to like have like a basic name like advanced ability name? Like warning strike?
Well, the whole thing is I think you could call it advanced warning strike, but you could also just call it warning strike if you have the advanced version so that you don't have to relearn another name of an ability.
Yeah, well, I think calling it advanced warning strike makes you realize it's supposed to replace it, right? You shouldn't use the other one.
Perfect.
The dog's open door. What's up, Josh? It's good to see you, buddy.
Yeah.
You can talk all you want as long as we're not currently talking about something. I edit out all the stuff that's not on topic.
So warning strike. So, second warning strike.
Ultimate warning strike.
I think we should pick. The reason why I'm saying advanced is just because if we use that for everything that we're replacing, then we don't have to worry about anybody being confused. That's step 9. We're almost done, boys.
Yep.
This is step 10. Capstone rounds out the path. Movement is their biggest concern, right? Like freely moving.
I don't think that's true anymore.
No, you're right. I think you're right. Their biggest issue is when they're surrounded. Freely getting to their allies is a problem.
Yeah.
And it may not be true that step 10 needs this.
What about enemies within like 2 or 3 squares just can't ignore them. Physically impossible to ignore this beast around you.
I think, so the goal of the abilities that they've gotten so far are to make the punishment of ignoring them large enough that intelligent creatures will act accordingly, right? And dumb creatures won't be affected by it. they'll do it. I think,
and that they, and also part of the reward of being citadels, you get to punish people sometimes.
Yeah. I almost think like they got heraldry at 8.
Yes.
So I'm just gonna mark that heraldry is a thing.
I just think they need a daily where they get to pop it for one turn. They ignore all damage. You cannot die. You cannot be damaged for a turn. That is so Citadel. That is such a capstone. That is such a moment of no.
It is. I think that's a cool idea. We might even throw that into step 8 heraldry, right? Okay. What I'm looking for in step 10 is a contradiction that fixes their biggest weakness. And they are already...
Right now it's damage.
Well, they're already excellent at like mitigating damage and punishing things.
No. Right now it's dealing damage.
Dealing damage. I think you're right. Let's give them a big damage ability. Because now they're mobile, right? They've done that. They don't really suffer
from the latter half of the paths was all about like, okay, cool. You are a walking, talking shield. Awesome. Now it's you're a walking, talking mobile shield. Now it's a walking, talking mobile shield who it should be a big burst, but like who every once in a while just erases someone.
Do we want... Okay, I don't hate the idea that it's big damage. I think it should be AoE. Like, it should be multiple target.
Okay.
Like a blender? Because we can make it...
What's that?
Like a blender spinning their
like
weapon?
A washing
machine? Yeah, almost. Mm-hmm. Right? You could almost do that. I think...
Like Indiana Jones?
Like a stomp, yeah. Stomp. Or something that... A stomp that deals high damage and immobilizes the enemy. Maybe you could do it once per day.
I was thinking like when the guy goes in the propeller.
So we say the stomp because that's what we see tanks do in video games and stuff.
But conceptually, that's what fits. But
I think like a helicopter just...
Because what we want them to do is run into the shit immediately and be surrounded. Yeah. They want to be surrounded because that will trigger the most opportunity attacks where they get to go nuts on people.
Where they could foreseeably make more attacks than should physically be possible.
Yes. Let's make something, I would say, at will, but it's a full round action.
All right.
And they just... Yeah, I think they find a way with their shield and weapon to just hit everybody around them for high medium damage.
Yeah,
every adjacent enemy,
every enemy within their melee reach.
Yep.
Could it be? Would you get shield and weapon damage?
I think this ability has a fixed damage.
Even though your Citadel doesn't guarantee you have a shield.
Yeah. Yeah. And this ability has a fixed damage, and the enemies are immobilized until the end of your next turn. But at will, you just can't do anything else.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I do like it because it is doing damage, which is the thing that it's probably now worst at, but also doing the thing it wants to do as well.
Yes.
Like it's locking stuff down and...
Any enemy... Roll individually against each enemy, right? Because it will selectively...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then... Well, let's say you do it, and if you crit, they're knocked flat. So you can hit everybody, and you knock them all flat. That would be... That it's your fucking birthday if you're Citadel and that happens, right?
Also, if you're Scoundrel, it is also your birthday.
Yes.
And you're like, ooh!
You're not. You take the least amount of damage of everybody.
Well, fire,
Eshwin
too,
just
right?
Pounces on each one like a hopscotch.
If you're fire and you have targets that can't get away.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Citadel's like, hit me with a giant fireball.
I'm cool.
I can take it. Because you got Radiance who's shielding him, and then
no, and they're like, don't worry, I don't have to hit my allies anymore.
Oh, that's true.
I'm just gonna literally stand next to you and explode constantly.
Fireball. Now we've already used the term reckless abandon, and this isn't reckless.
No, this is an orbital strike.
Like, man, an escape pod, fucking
yeah,
crashing.
This is this is delivering the hammer. Like even calling it drop the hammer works.
Angry fist of God.
Let's see.
Stomp the music.
Stunning outburst. Stunning.
Ooh. Whirlwind.
Shockwave.
Tasmanian devil.
This is terrible. So here's some... I like both of these, and they're bad. Go off.
Go off, man.
Yeah. I'm going off!
It's about to go off!
and crump.
No.
Just name it crump.
Crump sad.
Sweeping blow.
Synonym crunch. There's two definitions for crump. One is crunch, which is an onomatopoeia, and the second is to explode heavily.
Sounds like a dance move.
Well, that was the dancing, right? Crumping?
Yeah, crumping. We're going crumping.
Yeah, you just shake your crimping. Body.
I know, yeah. but it said it's a dance move.
Like, no, crump was that? You just shake your body?
That's the Bernie.
No, crump. They made a whole movie about it. It was in theaters.
Forrest Crump.
We saw it in theaters.
I thought it was The Crumps. It was the sequel to The Nutty.
You're thinking
Professor.
Of the PJs.
Mmm.
Projects.
No, you're thinking of clothing that you wear to bed.
I kind of like crump. Just all caps?
Crumping is a style of street dance popularized in the United States, described as an Afro-diasporic dance characterized by free, expressive, exaggerated, and highly energetic movement.
I like it. All right.
Okay, call it crump. Have them Wikipedia it and learn something.
Crump bomb, crump blow,
blade crump,
crumping stomp,
steel crump,
stomp a crump,
stomp a crump. I am down with stomp and crump. I don't even know what crump is.
Crump stomp.
Gruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois.
Slug, smack, smite. Ooh, smite.
Smite's cool.
Smite the foes. Hammer is a good...
Hammer sounds more like a Citadel move, though.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sorry, I meant champion, but sure.
Oh, no, hammer.
Freudian slip.
Hammer, to me, sounds very Citadel.
Okay.
How about just Hammerfall?
Ooh.
Hammerfall.
I fucking love Hammerfall.
Yeah.
I do, too. When the dragon lies bleeding.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Dealing medium high damage. So we can figure out what that is.
Yeah. Let champion decide what high damage is.
Why don't we have each enemy hit is immobilized, must make a... They don't need a save.
No.
They're immobilized. No. Rolling, we'll say rolling for each.
You're knocked down.
Each enemy hit is immobilized until the end of your next turn.
You just got fucked up by a god. I don't think you get to stand back up.
An armor god.
Yeah.
If the attack is a critical hit, that enemy is knocked flat instead. And we can say it could be disadvantageous compared to immobilized to knock them flat because they could crawl away.
We'll find out.
Well, no, you know what? We'll just say is also.
Also knocked flat. Like, I try to stand up. You can't. You're immobilized. What? Yeah, man. This is a doozy.
Your ears
fuck.
Your ears are bleeding. Your nose is probably bleeding.
The champion with executioners coming over like, ooh.
Yeah. I thought when I attacked this party of absolute badasses, it would go simple.
I thought the guy wearing armor that is
I thought the
honestly,
7 foot tall statue.
Honestly, like, I'm pretty sure it's thicker than my fingers. I thought it would go well.
I thought it was just compensating for weakness. Like, well, it is. That's what armor is.
See, I've got a sword and I can stab people with it. Well, not me.
Okay.
You just step into it slowly, bending the sword.
Like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
So step 7, they got shielding charge. Step 8, they get barricade.
Barricade rules.
Heraldry 3. Step 9, they get advanced warning strike. And step 10, they get hammerfall. And we'll say they also get heraldry 4.
Yeah, which is a squire.
Straight
up squire.
A little buddy.
I think, didn't we give that to them already? I don't know.
I don't think we did.
We talked about it, but we didn't put it in.
Okay.
Citadel, you walk into the sword and break it. The champion just takes the sword and eats it. Yeah, bites it, one bite it like a candy bar.
Hey, Worf, eating any good books lately? all right.
What would I have to do to prove that I'm mortal?
So we can add little knickknacks to the rest of these later. These are the big ones. Features, stuff like that, we'll deal with later. These are the things we wanted for them. I feel good about where Citadel is. I'm excited to add like the little stuff to them later, but we feel good. We can move on next time.
Yeah.
A giant metal bomb. Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Sweet.
Yes. Citadel, aka step 10, giant metal bomb.
Fat man.
Yeah.
The whole battle is just pushing him into the middle of his
Giant Metal Bomb the opening act on the Monkey Grip Tour?
Yeah.
Yes. The whole thing is, the best part is because it's a full round action, right? You don't get to do that in other stuff.
No. Full round.
Yeah.
At will.
Yeah.
But full round. You have to already be in position.
You already have to be in position to use this. Yeah. But it's also a thing of, I just imagine you get set up where everyone is now in that blast, and he's just like, cool, this is where I live now, and also, you live here too.
Yeah, well, I'm doing only this every round unless something else happens.
Yeah.
Unless I miss everybody, and they move away. Okay, I dig that. Okay, well, as I understand it, Max, you have...
Indeed.
You have another entry for McGargles.
McGargles Compendium.
Of what? Of wondrous and wacky items?
Wackus wondrous item.
Wickus.
Biggus dickus. All right, this one is a container. It's called the Knapsack of Torture.
Ooh.
The item's function.
I feel like I already have one of them.
Yeah.
It's called my ballsack.
I'm dating a lady who carries around one with her.
A ballsack?
No, a knapsack of torment.
When a warm body stays motionless in the knapsack for an hour, bugs of the desert swarm the form. They do 1 point of damage per hour while in the knapsack. However, if a Harad, with her natural armor, uses the knapsack, they gain health and remove negative effects.
Oh, it's because it's like the birds.
Feeder bugs, yeah.
The double layer is full of sand where the bugs live. Originally created for Harad hospices.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. And who submitted that one?
That was Jared Leopold.
Oh, thank you, Jared.
Thank you, Jared.
You're banging out the hits lately.
Thanks for making a terrifyingly interesting item.
Now, do you put this over somebody's head, do you think? Is that the idea? Or could you fit a whole person in there?
You would fit a whole person in it, because if it's a rod.
That's like a body bag. You know, that's big.
Yeah, that's fun. Mm-hmm. I like it.
So if a rod gets in there, it heals them. Anybody else, it just starts taking bits of damage.
Oh, I bet it hurts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, torture.
Yeah.
Absolute torture.
I like it.
That'd be a good way to make someone talk.
Yes.
Or never talk ever again.
You talk too much. All right, I feel good about this. I feel like we made some progress. The side pads, I felt like we were a long time going of actually like listing them out and getting that document started. But I feel like it's a pretty good app here, boys. I feel like Citadel's taken care of.
Yep. Oh, so much fun.
Yeah. I mean, well,
it is 60% done.
It is primed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's where we're going to end it today. Thank you, everyone, for listening. As always, if you have comments or suggestions, our Patreon is patreon.com/RPGFS. Our $2 and up patrons can find us on the Omniverse Discord. On Twitter, we are @HomebrewHombres and on Facebook at facebook.com/RPGFS. And until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.